And it's 3.5 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you on Sunday nights for the last 33 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. A little later in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to return to my tribute to the late Matthew Guitar Murphy. We'll hear some comments from Clifford Antone, the owner of Antone's Blues Club in Austin, Texas. And he had Matt down there on numerous occasions. We'll also hear a couple of more tracks with Matt's guitar on releases with Memphis Slim and two more tunes on releases from Sonny Boy Williamson. So stay near the radio. We also got a new CD coming up in a few minutes by drummer, singer, and songwriter Tom Hambridge. Going to want to check this out. I'm going to debut it for you here in a few minutes. But let's return to one more tune from the new CD from singer Kat Riggins in the Boys Club. Here she is on Kitty Won't Scratch. Kitty Won't Scratch. That was singer Kat Riggins. In the Boys Club is the name of the release on the Blues Pick record label. 10:08 here at the Juke Joint, and now I'm going to debut the new CD from drummer, singer, songwriter, and producer Tom Hambridge. Tom is a two-time Grammy-winning producer, songwriter, and drummer, and he has worked with Buddy Guy on two of Buddy's most critically acclaimed albums, Living Proof in 2010 and Born to Play Guitar in 2015. He has also produced five other Grammy-nominated albums. And he has worked with Gary Clark Jr., Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Greg Allman, Van Morrison, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, and numerous others. On this new CD is titled The NOLA Sessions. NOLA stands for New Orleans, Louisiana. And he was inspired by the beauty and depth of New Orleans, and he wanted to produce something reflecting that. So he invited Alan Toussaint, the late Alan Toussaint, to join him on vocals and piano. And he has Ivan Neville on another track on the B3. And Sonny Landreth playing some slide guitar on this CD as well. The NOLA Sessions. And let's open up with a tune titled The Blues Been Good to Me.
Say if he has them, a man must be depressed. Walk the streets at night, 'cause his life is such a mess. That low down empty feeling brings him to his knees. But I got news to tell you, the blues been mighty good.
They say a man with the blues is torn up inside from evil-hearted women who cheated and lied. The best thing to do is lose them like a bad memory. Well, I'll hang on to mine, 'cause the blues been good to me. Yeah, yeah. Let me hear what you got to say.
They never let me down. They're still hanging around just to keep me company, just like an old friend. The blues been mighty good.
Thank you.
Take a hand and start walking, walking now. This end of the road.
The new CD from singer and drummer and songwriter Tom Hambridge. It's called The Nola Sessions, and that featured some fine slide guitar from New Orleans-based, or rather Lafayette, Louisiana-based Sonny Landreth on a tune titled This End of the Road. Prior to that, with Alan Toussaint singing and playing piano, along with Tom Hambridge on vocals and drums, we heard Blues Been Mighty Good to Me. Well, I just heard in the last few minutes from two Richards who are listening. I just heard from Richard in Chicago, said he's got his Alexa tuned in and digging the show tonight. And I heard from another Richard. He said, great program tonight. Once again, we are back in Alpena from Minneapolis and glad to be here again where my wife and I can listen on the radio rather than streaming. So thanks to both Richards for reaching out and sending me some email letting me know you're listening to the broadcast. I mentioned to you earlier that my featured artist was Matthew Guitar Murphy. He died at the age of 88 on June the 15th in Miami from a heart attack. Best known for his work in the Blues Brothers, both in the Blues Brothers band and in the Blues Brothers movie. He also made that classic scene in the Blues Brothers film where he was playing the part of a cook, and he had his apron on in the kitchen, and his wife in the movie was Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And the classic scene I remember that she laid into Matt Murphy singing her song, Think. And it was such a classic scene in the movie, and I suspect everyone else who saw that movie remembers that scene. Matt Murphy said the film put me in business to a new generation of blues and soul fans. Well, before we come up to more recent times, let's return to Matt Murphy's guitar work with Memphis Slim, pianist and singer. And I mentioned to you earlier that Memphis Slim was not in favor of having a guitarist in his band. He says, I don't want no damn guitar player. Until somebody like Willie Dixon said, better check this cat out because he's got the chops. Well, here they are in 1959 for VJ Records. Memphis Slim on piano and vocals, Matthew Murphy on guitar, and Ernest Cotton blowing some tenor sax. Now, those of you who are John Mayall fans, if you think back to the 1966 album with Eric Clapton on it, this is a song that Eric Clapton and Mayall revived in 1966, but this is the original version with Matt Murphy and Memphis Slim, a tune titled Steppin' Out. We'll be right back. For VJ Records back in 1959, that was Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with Matt Murphy on guitar on a tune titled Sassy May. And in front of that, we heard his classic Steppin' Out. Earlier in the broadcast, on my tribute to Matthew Guitar Murphy, we heard him recording in Europe with the great Rice Miller of the Second Sonny Boy Williamson. Well, we're going to return to some of those recordings. Both of these are from 1963, after he gained fame as a sideman for numerous artists on that American Folk Blues Festival tour. Those are available on CD, by the way, and very highly recommended. And let's turn to a couple of tunes with Matt Murphy on guitar. This is Sonny Boy Williamson, vocals and harp, on a tune titled Bring It On Home.
You got to help me. I can't do it all by myself. You got to help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. I may have to wash it. May have to sew. I may have to cook. I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else.
La 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 la
And that was Rice Miller the Second, Sonny Boy Williamson in 1963 with Matt Murphy on guitar. And I think that was Billy the Kid Emerson on the organ on a tune titled Bye Bye Bird. And in front of that, we heard him on Bring It On Home with Matt Murphy on guitar on both of those. Now, in the early 1970s, Matt Murphy joined James Cotton Band for several albums. And then he formed his own band in the 1980s after his fame through the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers came about in 1978. Matt came to the attention of Paul Schaefer, Dan Aykroyd, and John Belushi, who were forming the Blues Brothers Band for shows on Saturday Night Live. And that inspired the making of the film The Blues Brothers. And I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Matt Guitar Murphy at Tom's Foolery in downtown Mount Pleasant, and he schooled me a little bit. I got there nice and early in case I had a chance to sit and visit with him, and I did. I didn't tape an interview. I regret that now. But I was sitting there. The bar was empty at that point. Very few people in the house because I was there early, and we got into a conversation, and I mentioned to him I loved his guitar work with Sonny Boy Williamson and the Memphis Slim recordings that I played for you earlier. I loved his work with Memphis Slim. And I said, can I buy you a beer? And he looked at me and he said, I'm going to work right now. How about I buy you a beer just before you go to work? And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I guess you're right. You are going to work. You're here to play for us. I appreciate that. He said, now, if you want to buy me a cup of coffee, that would be fine. I'll take a cup of coffee. And I said, you got it. So we sat there and visited over a cup of coffee as people were starting to stream in. A whole lot of CMU students were in the house that night. And I said, how do these people know about you? He said, man, the Blues Brothers. Well, I looked at the Blues Brothers back then. I thought that was just highly entertaining, but that was about it. It wasn't a serious kind of a venture. But he says, hey, I'm here tonight because of the fame I got in the Blues Brothers. And these young people they don't care about my Memphis Slim recordings. They don't even know who Sonny Boy Williamson is. So I'm going to entertain these kids here tonight. But thanks for the cup of coffee. Anyway, I appreciated him pointing that out, and I don't assume now that when I have a chance to visit with a blues musician that I'm going to, that buying him a beer is not necessarily what they're going to want. I should have just asked. Well, let's turn to a couple of tracks recorded for Clifford Antone's record label in Austin, Texas. And this was recorded in the summer of 1987. James Cotton's Band with Matt Murphy on guitar. And first of two records. This first one is the old Little Walter tune, It Ain't Right.
Stay out all night long.
Released on LP by Antones Records, that was James Cotton. And today is James Cotton's birthday. He died a couple of years ago, but he would have been 83 today. James Cotton blowing harp and some fine guitar from Matthew Guitar Murphy on Gone to Main Street, an old Muddy Waters tune. And in front of that, we heard James Cotton with Matt Murphy on guitar on the old Little Walter tune, It Ain't Right. Well, I just found out that my son Sam, visiting from India, just passed through on 127, headed north to his place on the lake, and he's got a carload of people visiting from Oregon that he got to meet while they lived in India. So great fun, and he said he's got the juke joint tuned in. Good to know. Well, I'm going to turn to a very brief soundbite from Clifford Antone, the owner of the Antones Nightclub and the Antones record label. This is the late Clifford Antone, and this was came out in 1990.
I often ask the old-timers like Willie Dixon and Sonny Land Slim and people, I would ask each one of them, who's your favorite guitar player that you ever heard? And most of them said Matt Guitar Murphy. On the track Way Down South, Matt told me that's something that him and his brother had written many years ago when they still lived in the country. And we were lucky enough to get Matt Murphy and his brother Floyd Murphy together to make this recording. And it's so historical. But the track itself is just so refreshing and such a different sound from anything I'd ever heard in the blues. I just love that track.
From a hollow stump. Way down south where they are, shout the blues from a hollow stump. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar that this journey's gonna jump. They got to hustle from Froggy Bottom and up. Women from across the hill. Yes, the hustlers from Froggy Bottom and I. The women from across the hill. Get corn liquor from a fruit jar. Straight from your favorite steel. Shuffling on a big sand floor. You can hear your guitar ringing and feet shuffling on a big sand floor. This goes on all night long, way after the rooster crow. Thank you.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only a quarter to 12.
Well, we just heard Matthew Guitar Murphy with his brother Floyd Murphy, both of them on the guitars, and Matt doing some singing, something he didn't do very often. We heard him on a tune titled Way Down South, and that was from about 1990 on the Antones label. Rest in peace, Matt Murphy. Thanks for the great music. That's a little Walter behind me, letting me know it's time to close the doors of the Juke Joint, but leave your radio tuned right where it is, because Mike Johnson is in next with Destination Out. And I'll be back in this spot with another 3 hours of the blues next Sunday night. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.